Welcome to the 359. I'm Roger Chang.
I'm Alfred Ng.
On Friday, Senator Elizabeth Warren called for the breakup of tech giants like Amazon, Google, and Facebook. She's recommending that the U.S. bans companies from owning a platform and any sellers on it. And then over the weekend, she added Apple to the mix in an interview at South by Southwest. This looks to be the cornerstone of her presidential run. What do you make of it? Is this just sort of like a vague promise to get attention, or do you think there's some actual fire behind this?
I don't think that this is a vague promise. I mean, you know, if you take a look at it, this is something that lawmakers have been considering for a while now. Mm-hmm. Every time Facebook was at a congressional hearing, you know, they would ask them, you know, is Facebook a monopoly?
Right.
Facebook would often reply, well, no, because the average person has 8 apps on their phones and Facebook is only one of those apps.
Right. Which
neglecting
is not
to mention that argument. Instagram and WhatsApp and Facebook Messenger are among those top 8 apps.
Yes.
But if you think about that, I mean, look at Google with obviously Google itself and then their ownership of YouTube,
yep.
Gmail,
Android, yep.
All these major services. And that is something that, you know, lawmakers have been taking a, you know, much more scrutiny
right.
toward. The FTC recently announced that they would have this new bureau that would be looking at tech mergers, even retroactively, you know,
mm-hmm.
so they could, you know, potentially take action on Facebook and Instagram.
Interesting.
But
do you think, though, how realistic is it to break up these companies? You've already got the argument. The counter argument, of course, is these companies are all competing against each other already. There's mm-hmm. competition, and that's driving, I guess, innovation and driving fairness in how they operate. Plus, How detrimental effect would this be on the U.S. if we broke up our biggest companies?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of pushback on this. Some folks have made the argument that, you know, by doing this, you're weakening American tech companies and allowing foreign tech companies like Huawei
right.
to basically proliferate based off of this. But I think that, you know, recent data scandals, recent privacy issues have really brought people's attention to this because, you know, If you don't want to use like Facebook,
mm-hmm.
but you still want to keep in touch with your friends, what options do you have? You have Instagram,
right?
You have WhatsApp. I mean, there's Twitter, but you know,
I use Line.
Yeah,
but Signal. But you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. In terms of the major services, we do have fairly limited options, and those limited options tend to be all owned by the same
yeah.
people.
And you know, and that might become even more limited with Mark Zuckerberg's plan last Wednesday, where he detailed his idea
yeah.
of combining Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram messengers.
All right, so next up, Tesla did an about-face saying that about half the stores it had planned to close would remain open. But for Tesla fans, the bigger news here is that the prices on higher-end Model 3, Model S, and Model X cars will go up by about 3% on average, which is not insignificant for a car. The price changes don't go into effect until later this month, but what do you think? This is Tesla in the retreat mode?
I have never had plans to buy a Tesla, and now I especially don't have
right.
plans, considering that it's even more expensive now. Hasn't this company, at least with their cars, not been that stable with its like prices and like releases and things like that? And now,
I mean, it's definitely traditionally has been very difficult to buy these
yeah.
things. You have to get on a wait list. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a pain in the butt to buy a Tesla. That's been part of the mystique
uh-huh.
of the company, that it's so hard to, you know, like the iPhones of old, right? It was
mm-hmm.
kind of hard to get, and thus, you know, it's. That's what the appeal was for. Just to note, the stock is up about 1% right now,
yeah.
which is kind of weird when, you know, if any other automaker said they were closing stores or raising prices on their cars.
Do you think that this has added to its mystique?
No,
that it's
I just think the investors, other investors would freak out if this is any other mm-hmm. company, but it's Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, lastly, our own Aaron Carson is at South by Southwest, where she had a chance to check out Us, the new suspense film by Jordan Peele. It's a follow-up to his critically acclaimed Get Out. Aaron says it's not quite as good as Get Out, but definitely has its share of thrills and laughs.
I definitely think that Jordan Peele is establishing himself much more in like the horror landscape. What I'm really looking forward to is the Twilight Zone that he's directing on CBS All Access.
Thanks, which is our parent company. Thanks for that shout-out, Alfred. Checks in the mail, literally. But yeah, so look, it's interesting that given his Key and Peele background, mm-hmm. like it was all comedic background, that he's made this dramatic move mm-hmm. to, you know, these films like Get Out, like Us, which are really so far from his old sketch show. It's just kind of funny. All right, for our full coverage, check us out on CNET. I'm Roger Chang.
I'm Alfred Ng.
Thanks for listening.